Prayer. It's the conversation between you and God. A simple conversation, with no special words, no certain way to start or stop. Just you, spending time with God. Your words and His words back to you. And as you practice quieting the noise of the day, silencing the sounds vying for your attention, you will begin to hear and sense His voice. You will begin to experience an ongoing, natural conversation with God. You can use this recording any way you want, but for the first time listening, try doing it all at once. Have a journal with you or something else to write on. During this time, you'll be asked to consider things, and you can use this journal to write down your thoughts and even your prayers. We'll be using the outdoors to help us experience the creative possibilities of prayer, so if you can, do this when you have 35 to 40 minutes to spend outside. Even though there isn't one right way to pray, this experience will lead you through a four-part framework called the Pray Model that you can use to guide your prayer time. The four parts are praise, repent, ask, and yield. It's a four-part rhythm that you can come back to as often as you want, or do piece by piece. But right now, walk outside and begin to look around. Throughout this experience, you will hear scripture, music, and prompts about what to do as you're guided through this experience. Prepare yourself to be open to the possibility that God is real in this moment, that He hears you, and that He responds.
Praise. Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. God's blessings are abundant, and they're all around us, from the air we breathe to the place we live to the friend who has always stood by us. We can see His abundance when we're paying attention. Maybe He's blessed you with a job, a child, a full refrigerator, good neighbors, a place to sit in the grass, the time to sit in the grass. Gratitude is our greatest weapon against fear and uncertainties. And as we express our gratitude to God, we grow closer to His heart. We gain perspective. We find strength. Look around. Consider what you're standing on, what you see in front of you. Then look behind you, above you. Spend a few minutes thanking God for what you're seeing and experiencing. When we praise God, it is an act of worship. Spend the next few minutes thinking beyond the physical environment around you. Consider the good experiences God has given you, the dark places He's pulled you through, the people He has put into your life. Thank Him specifically for these things. Worship Him through your praise.
I will be glad. I will be glad and rejoice in you. Oh, Most High, I will sing. 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 I will be glad. I will be glad. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will be glad. I will be glad. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will be glad. I will be glad. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will be glad. I will be glad. I will be glad and rejoice in you.
Repent. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. When we follow Jesus, we are called to repent, to seek forgiveness from God and turn away from behavior that displeases Him. This is a daily choice and a mark of strength. Picture King David, one of the most powerful men of his time, on his knees before God, pleading for his forgiveness. Repentance is strength. And as it says in the book of Acts, it is when we repent that we find refreshment. We are released from the burdens of our wrongs. Go ahead and start taking a walk. As you're walking, look for rocks and sticks that you can collect. Begin picking these things up, as many as you can. Fill your pockets and your hands.
Thank you.
Once you have collected as many as you can, continue walking. You might begin to notice that it's become more difficult to walk comfortably. A new weight is on you. This weight and discomfort is a physical representation of a spiritual reality. We carry around our wrongs. They burden us. They complicate our life. They separate us from experiencing the fullness of God's love. We are not meant to carry these burdens. For the next few minutes, identify the important places and people in your life. Home, family, work, friends. Ask God to reveal times that you have wronged someone in any of these areas. It could be a fight you had with your spouse, a time at your job when you took the credit owed to someone else, a time when you were judgmental or prideful. You can go as far back as childhood, a moment of disrespect towards a parent, a relationship you took advantage of. As each moment comes to mind, pull out a rock or a stick. With each wrong you identify, this moment can be your opportunity to repent of it, to turn from that behavior, to release that burden and receive God's grace. After you have repented, throw the rock away. One by one, repent and throw them away. Begin to feel the weight lifted. Take as long as you need. Just pause this recording until you're ready to move on. Once you're finished, the most important part of this exercise is to never go back to the rocks. Once they are cast away, they're gone forever. Because God is a God of mercy and love, and He wants you to be released, to be free, to find refreshment and peace. Rest in the beauty of His forgiveness.
I've seen my back far too long. I've made a habit of running away from you. I am weak and you are strong, truer than I imagine. So what good does running do? When you say turn to me with a voice a sweet exchange, my broken for your hold. Kindly you replace my sorrow with your hope. Healed by this arrangement, I'm running back to you. Changed by this sweet exchange. Heart's a river run dry, feels like I would never recover from caving in. These wrongs are worthless, so why hold on to them like treasure when you let me trade them in a breath laid bare. Running back to you, changed by this sweet exchange.
Ask. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of Him. Take out your journal now, or something to write on. Open to a blank page and write down these true statements. Each statement will be repeated as you're writing, so they can really sink into your heart as truth. I am valuable to God, and I am not a burden to Him. I am valuable to God, and I am not a burden to Him. God is concerned with the details of my life. God is concerned with the details of my life. God is not limited by my physical time, space, and understanding. God is not limited by my physical time, space, and understanding. God is still God, regardless of the outcome of my specific situation. God is still God, regardless of the outcome of my specific situation. Now take the next few minutes and ask God for whatever is on your heart. If it helps to keep you focused, write them down. Maybe it's something that's been weighing heavy on your mind. Maybe it's something you've given up on or feel like God hasn't responded to. Maybe it's something you simply need help with. In these quiet moments, make your requests known to Him, simply, humbly, desperately, and honestly. In the scripture we just read from 1 John, there's an interesting line. It says, "If we ask according to His will, He hears us." This gives us a unique perspective on the purpose of prayer. Maybe it's not us getting what we think we need or the outcome we want, but rather that we ask for God's will to be revealed and accomplished. We choose to trust God's perfect perspective because our own perspective is distorted by our current, earthly, and broken condition. What we're going to do now is profess that we trust God to be God, regardless of the outcomes of what we've just asked for. We trust that He knows our situation, our heart, our desires, and He knows the best way to handle every situation we find ourselves in. Now keep in mind that we may never see our prayers answered in our lifetime, and sometimes it may appear that He did not or could not intervene. Just say to Him, "I trust You to be all You are in this situation." Finally, take out your phone or find one nearby. This might feel awkward or you might be tempted to skip it, but try it and see what happens. You might be surprised. You're going to leave yourself a message telling yourself the truth about what God thinks of you. Call yourself and repeat the statements you wrote down earlier. Then, if there's anything else you want to say to yourself, say it now. And keep the voicemail as a reminder of the truths about who you are to God. You are loved.
I come to You with a boldness that I didn't earn. An adopted son and friend. I ask You for gifts that I don't deserve, but that You're glad to give. And You hear me and You answer, and that You know just what I need. And Your love is never silent, and it's always calling me. If I understood the fullness of my life, I forgot to know it all. I'd realize the freedom that comes with trust in You to be all You are. And You hear me and You answer, just what I need. And Your love is never silent, and it's always calling me. And You hear me and You answer, and that You know just what I need. And Your love is never silent, and it's always calling.
Yield. Psalm 130, 5-6. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. As we've been praising, repenting, and asking, we've been learning to yield. We've been putting ourselves in a posture of submission to the Eternal Father who loves us in a way more pure than we can even begin to comprehend. These last 5 minutes will be a time to receive God in a spirit of complete submission. You can do this in many ways, but one way is to physically put yourself in a position that says to God, "I am Yours. I humbly receive You." You can do that right now by literally getting on your knees, just as King David did, just as God's followers have done for centuries, or you can simply open your hands, palms up, as an act of total yielding. And while you're kneeling or opening your hands, listen for God's words upon your heart. Give Him whatever you need to give Him. during this song, receive whatever he offers and stay in this position as long as you want.
Open for